The next case we will be discussing is Atkins v. Virginia, a case decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 2002. The question before the court was whether it is constitutional to execute a person with intellectual disability. Mr. Darrell Atkins was convicted of murder and sentenced to death for abducting, robbing, and shooting Mr. Eric Nesbitt with an accomplice. At trial, Mr. Atkins and his accomplice, Mr. William Jones, accused each other of firing the shot that killed Mr. Nesbitt. During the sentencing phase of the trial, the defense introduced testimony of a forensic psychologist who administered a Wechsler adult intelligence scale, indicating that Mr. Atkins had a full-scale IQ of 59. The jury sentenced Mr. Atkins to death, but the Virginia Supreme Court ordered a second sentencing hearing because the trial court had used a misleading verdict form. At the resentencing hearing, the state presented an opposing expert who opined that Mr. Atkins was not intellectually disabled, but rather he had average intelligence and antisocial personality disorder. Mr. Atkins appealed to the Virginia Supreme Court, contending that he is intellectually disabled, thus cannot be sentenced to death. The Virginia Supreme Court affirmed the death sentence, and Mr. Atkins appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court held in a 6-3 majority that executions of intellectually disabled criminals constitute cruel and unusual punishment and is prohibited by the Eighth Amendment. This overturned a previous Supreme Court ruling, Penry v. Linhall, from 1989, when the Supreme Court ruled that execution of a person with intellectual disability was not cruel and unusual punishment. The court decided to re-examine this issue, quote, in light of the dramatic shift in the state legislative landscape that has occurred in the past 13 years, close quote. Normally, the Supreme Court stands by stare decisis, which means let the decision stand. This concept means that the Supreme Court tries not to overturn their own decisions. In the Atkins case, the court justified overturning their previous ruling based on the, quote, evolving standards of decency, close quote. Evolving standard of decency essentially means that what society finds appropriate changes over time, and the court needs to adopt their decisions based on societal changes. In the majority opinion, the court noted that punishment is excessive and prohibited by the Eighth Amendment if not in proportion to the offense. Since the Penry ruling, many states concluded that death is not suitable punishment for intellectually disabled individuals, and states had been consistently moving in that direction. The court commented that society at the time viewed intellectually disabled offenders as, quote, categorically less culpable than the average criminal, close quote. The majority also questioned whether the principles of deterrence or retribution underpinning the death penalty apply to intellectually disabled offenders. There was concern that intellectually disabled defendants face a special risk of wrongful execution because of the possibility that they will unwittingly confess to crimes they did not commit, their lesser ability to assist their counsel, and that they were, quote, typically poor witnesses, close quote. The dissent raised a few concerns. The first regarded the scientific validity of the poll data indicating that a national consensus against executing intellectually disabled offenders had developed. Second, the dissenters questioned whether being intellectually disabled necessarily decreased criminal culpability. Third, they raised concern that individuals could malinger intellectual disability in order to avoid the death penalty. Lastly, the dissenters argued that if people with intellectual disability were more impulsive, as a majority argued, wouldn't that make them more dangerous? In conclusion, Mr. Atkins was found not to be intellectually disabled by a Virginia jury and was resentenced to death. In 2008, his death sentence was commuted to life in prison after a judge found prosecutorial misconduct in his original 1998 trial. He remains in prison today. Interestingly, it is still not prohibited to execute someone with serious mental illness.